Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's poppin', my niggas? PSA Hip Hop. Salutations to all. Y'all already know what it is, man. Just waiting for the caller to call up right now. You dig? I just call up. Going live, y'all already know what it is, man. PSA Hip Hop, it's your boy, three-letter man, drain the fucking building. Let's talk the word consistency, y'all, for a minute before I bring the guest on here. Consistency in hip hop. A lot of you bum-ass niggas music I don't like. A lot of projects dropping I'm not fucking with. We got Kanye out here, you niggas caping. The album was trash. Royce, I see you, my nigga. But consistency? These Griselda niggas has been consistent. Been consistent. And the bro right now I'm about to bring on the show, how consistent he's been. I think we got 3 projects this year, man. Let me talk to my guy right now, man, the Butcher, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. Butcher, what
boom,
up, man?
Boom, boom. Hey, yo, what's the word, Dre?
What's good, my guy?
Man, I'm working, man. My bad. I'm running around New York City. I'm doing interviews. I'm fucking shooting videos. I'm doing everything. Like you said, consistency. That's my name. I'm going to change my shit to Consistency the Butcher.
Consistency you know the Butcher?
Consistency the Butcher, man. I'm hungry, man.
Yo, Benny, let me ask you this before we go into the meat and potatoes of the project, man. You a hip-hop nigga, man, so I want to ask you this question. What's your take on all this hip-hop shit that's going on with niggas, niggas dropping statements, niggas got other niggas caping for niggas, niggas ain't warring. I don't know if you ever been through a lyrical warfare. I don't think niggas want that smoke with you anyway, but... What do you think about all this shit that's going on, son?
First and foremost, I'm going to be honest. I'm a regular nigga. This shit is entertaining. I'd be fucking lying if I said it wasn't. This shit is entertaining. I like to see niggas in the ring. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, lyrical niggas, I'm saying that you got to accept those challenges. And, you know what I mean? I feel like it's entertaining and it's good for hip-hop. You know what I mean? It draws the topic. It inspires niggas to make their bars tougher because the niggas like, damn, what if a nigga come for me? Niggas tighten your shit up. You're right. Nigga
right.
might come for you. So, you know what I mean? Like the game been little kissy-kissy and huggy-huggy.
It's soft.
Man.
Let's call it what
you know
it is, butchers. Soft niggas, man. Soft niggas, man.
Real
soft
shit.
Bars.
You know, niggas
production is weak. You know what I mean?
Real shit. You can go back to KRS-One and Shane. Like, this is a fucking contact sport. Always have been.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So, it is what it is. I love it. It's entertaining. I heard good bars on both sides. Good bars on both sides. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have made no statement about nothing. I would have rapped about it. I wouldn't have made
I know
a
you would have, but
you know
come
mean?
On, son. You ain't dropping no statement, man. Fuck out of here, son.
You know? And Drake is lyrical enough to do whatever the fuck you want. So, you know what I'm saying? It's probably people in his ears, you know what I'm saying? Telling you,
right,
you
right.
don't respond. You know what I mean? You know how this shit goes. See,
right,
that's
right,
when
right.
shit gets soft. That's when shit gets soft is when the politics start affecting the art. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, niggas
facts.
Got you know, niggas got brands to protect and all. Like, you know, niggas, you know what I mean? You know niggas got brands to protect, man.
Yeah, that's a fact. But, Benny, man, listen. Yeah. You did it again, my nigga. You did it a fucking... That's all I can say, my nigga. The first thing that came to my mind is you did it again, bro. I mean, a friend of ours, like, what's the science for the slow niggas in the back that don't understand the science behind the title of that
Listen,
for the project?
Now, a friend of ours is, you know what I'm saying, if you've been fucking hiding under a rock, let me break this down to you. A friend of ours means that you're a made guy. You know what I'm saying? That means you're a made guy in a mob if you're a friend of ours. And everybody know we the Black Sopranos. You know
Fact.
What I mean? And we go with that hard. And it's not about crime or nothing like that. It's about shit, man. We street niggas and we family orientated. All my niggas that you see with me out on tour and doing shit, these niggas was with me when I was dead broke and we was in the streets and we wasn't thinking about music. So family orientated. And as you can see, I don't have a solo song on the tape. You feel
nah.
what I'm saying? I let, you know,
nah.
Mino on there, Duffel Bag Hottie on there, I got Sky Zoo on there, Dark Low, 38 Spesh, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got production by Ricky Hyde, DJ Shay, you know what I'm saying? Like, these people who I be in the studio with all the time, 24/7, so a friend of ours, you know what I mean?
Now, the production aspect of it, man, the production on here is crisp, and you know all of us Griselda fans out here. We don't see damage on here, so
yeah,
we're like,
forget,
all right.
I can't forget Choop. We got Choop, Mark Spano, and who
Shay.
The fuck else I got on?
Shay.
Oh, yeah, DJ Shay. That's a fact.
Right, DJ Shay.
You know what I mean? Go ahead.
What's these new producers, though? I'm pretty sure you get a nigga throwing beats at you all the time, though, right? Or these in-house Buffalo
right,
niggas,
right.
or what's that? Home team?
Yeah, that's home team. You know what I'm saying? That's home team. My boy Rick High, he's sitting here with me right now. And it's like,
okay.
you know, just like you said, it's like people don't know that I've been working with these dudes since the beginning of my career. And you know what I mean? Like, we've been exposed to a new audience. So, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to get back to, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Niggas is raw. DJ
Shay,
Rick Hyde, niggas is raw.
Them niggas is raw, though, son. I don't know who did the jackpot beat. That shit is crazy, my nigga.
Right, that's DJ
Shay. Yeah, that shit. I'm going to get into that song in a minute, but from the jump, though, man, Mob Ties with you and 38 Spesh. It's only right you and Spesh have a drink together since the chemistry's there. You know what I'm saying? I think as fans of you and Spesh, we don't want to hear projects. If one of y'all niggas putting projects out, we want to hear the other one on there. You know what I'm saying? So
you can pretty much expect that. I'm going to always reach out to bro. And I feel like bro gonna always reach out to me, so you can expect that.
You said we got pulled in the Bronx. We were smoking bud. They let us go. They was looking for dope and guns. Now I see something online a while ago. And that's a true story, ain't it?
You know it is. You know my shit is. You know I make it up. You know I make it up.
That's a fact. That's a fact. You talk some real shit, my nigga. And
yeah, hell yeah,
obviously
fucked up things. And the fucked up thing is, man, I fuck around and I got a warrant in New York City, man. They let us ride, though. They let us ride. They let us keep our weed and anything. So we all good, baby.
That shit is crazy. Now, India was the first song I think we heard bubbling a little bit, right? I think there was two songs
right
here.
Right.
You had Circulating Before Friday. It was India with El Camino. That was one of the first joints we heard, right? Hey, you got a visual for this also, right?
Right. The Long Way joint.
Long Way joint, that's right. Now, India, that sounds like a down-ass chick, though, Benny, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's my baby.
You said your baby. That's your baby. You said your
that's
baby mom said, after the deal, you acting different. Now, what kind of conversation you be having with baby mom? I can't imagine, Benny.
Don't get me in trouble, though, because she'd be listening to interviews. She'd tell me, yeah, I was talking about her. You're going to have me in child support court.
I feel you. I ain't trying to do that, though. No, but that joint right there was circulating. Niggas was fucking with that heavy, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. And on a serious note, you know what I'm saying? That song is full of facts, too. And it's like, I was just in a mood. Fuck a mood. I was in a mood just to tell a story. You know what I'm saying? Just by mentioning things that I've been going through as of late. You know what I'm saying? These really ain't things. Some of those is things that I went through a couple years ago. Some of those things that I was in the midst of going through right now. You know what I'm saying? So. That's how I do. You know what I'm saying? My inspiration comes from my real life. You know what I'm saying? And I write my best shit is when I'm focusing on like what my day was like or what's going on in my brain and how I'm feeling. And that's a dope song. And I poured my heart out in that song. And I think the people could see that. And that's why they gravitated towards it.
Is your storytelling underrated, Benny? Because you paint good
it
visuals,
might be.
Though. Is that slept on? You think?
Yeah, it might be. And you know, to be honest with you, I mean, it's slept on, but you can't feed steak to a baby. I don't really think people are ready to hear these kind of songs from me, because I kind of get painted in the light as like an underdog, but I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm not no underdog. Like I ain't shit underdog about me. Like I,
right.
You know what I mean? I'm around, but you know what I mean? So people. So you know what I'm saying? I don't get the hype that I'm supposed to get. So people don't really know what's going on. But as soon as I start getting the hype around that, then people going, I mean, it's coming soon. You know, I'm brand new at this shit, so I got a lot of work to do. You know what I'm saying? And it's cool, but you can always expect these records where I'm going all the way, all the time. You know what I'm saying? I'm not no little nigga. I ain't no underdog neither. So I mean,
how many projects you got this year? You had this. You had the joint with Spesh. And then what was the project with Revy and all that, right? That's all this year, my brother.
Yeah, Butcher on Steroids.
They got three projects, 6 months span, Jesus Lord.
My album dropped, that fucking, a friend of ours is the EP that, you know, Wes dropping, he dropping that Chris Benoit, Supreme Blind Tail, June 22nd.
Oh, man.
And that's a big album. I was at Def Jam offices earlier, and they was talking about the album, so the album was fire. He played it for them. And it's like,
are you?
I'm coming right after him. Pause. I'm coming right after that. You know what I mean?
right.
And
how many
that's
joints?
Gonna be four times. It's 10, all produced by Derringer and Alchemist. You know what I mean?
Damn
hip-hop
it.
Shit. That real rich, strong Griselda sound. And it's like, that's gonna be fucking 12. That's gonna be four projects in a 12-month period. And that's what I do. Really, a lot of people don't know about me, but that's my usual. I always do shit like that. It's just when we first got the deal, we was filling things out, and you know what I mean? We was getting acclimated
right.
to our surroundings. You know what I'm saying? You know, we back in motion, and we gonna fucking drop randomly and off.
Now, Long Way feature El Camino again. This the sample, the greatest American hero. I tweeted you that shit like, yo, my nigga, I heard this shit. I'm like, this shit sound like some old three Dipset Heatmakers type shit, though. You know what I'm saying? El Camino
got his
little Max B flow on there. You know what I mean?
No, real shit. He definitely got his Max B shit on there. And that's everybody tell me that's that Dipset feel. And when people tell me that, that may not score. Because I always tell people is that my comfortable flow is in the from 98 to the early 2000s era. That's
2000s,
my comfortable flow.
Right. Mixing
you know
era,
I mean?
All that, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my comfortable flow. So I got my point across when I did that shit then. You know what I mean?
And How did you and Dark Low link up on O3 Draft? I'm not surprised, but the producer, Chump, I think Chump did this beat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I pronouncing his name right? The violence are mad murderous, my nigga.
It's Chup.
Hmm?
That's my boy.
Chup, my bad, Chup. I'm pronouncing his name right.
Hell yeah. Man.
How did you and Low link up?
That's how I link with him. Like, I'm a fan, first and foremost. You know how that shit always starts.
Right.
I was listening to his shit, and he said on a testimony shit, he got some shit where he say, you know what I mean? Like you think the waitress or something. I forgot what bro said, but basically said, what about the butcher in the back? You know what I mean, y'all forget about the butcher in the back, and I put that on my Instagram because I was listening to the album. That shit fire. You know what I mean? So. Somebody to him, you know what I mean? And you're like, oh, okay, this nigga fuck with me, we should link. And I'm like, hell yeah, that's a no-brainer. And people don't even know. I shot, like, a week after that, I shot right down to Philly and kicked it with all the OBH niggas. AR was down there, you know what I'm saying? Shout out my nigga, Ola, I mean, Dark Low, and we did, like, 3 songs. And we got an EP coming out, too. That's a fact.
Word.
Hell yeah, me and Low got, like, 3 songs already in the chamber that nobody never heard. And that one, I wanted to do something where I could put it out. So I'm like, yo, bro, let's do an extra one so I could put out ASAP on this new joint. He was like, I got you. I sent the joint. He sent that shit right back. Went crazy on it. So, you know what I mean? We got good chemistry, man. And we both like,
let me ask
shit in that stupid and cook up fast.
How do you determine, Benny, when it's your project to let the other, to set off a song with the feature guest to set the song? How does that work? Or like, is that a producer thing, or that you, or is that a collective,
no, that's
collaborative
me.
Thing, or
that's me.
Or that's you?
If 9 times out of 10, if I send an artist a song without me putting my verse on it, because that's what I did. I sent him a song without putting my verse on it. I trust you, and I mean, and I know what he gonna do, and I know what bro was gonna do, and I know he was gonna inspire me to write something crazy. So that's one of the reasons why I sent it to him without the verse on it, because you know I'm working on other things. And I'm just trying to get everything put together. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to send this to him and let him cook on that and see where he take me. And that nigga took me right there.
Yeah, Low got busy, man. Because as soon as you about to go into your verse, you was like, when I was 18, me and LeBron was drafted the same class. And he went to the NBA and you went into the feds. I'm like, damn, man, you just went in right after that. Love that joint, though, Ben, man. OT Trash, man. Made in America,
yeah,
featuring El Camino, Duffel Bag. Hottie, Duffel Bag Hottie, that's Black Soprano, or?
That's a fact. That's Black Soprano family. That's my boy. I mean, that's another nigga who I've been doing music with for 10 years plus, and you know what I mean? When I do these shows, he the nigga who be standing right there with me, you know what I mean? And he one of the artists that I fuck with. And you know what I mean? People going to hear a lot more from bro. He got a lot to bring to the table, you know what I mean?
All right. You said a line on that, Ben. You said, street nigga, I have no regrets. Is that true, Benny? As a street nigga, you have no regrets at all when you was in the streets doing your 1-2?
No, you know what, on some G shit? You got to think. See, I like explaining this part to people is that
you
got to think. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real street nigga. I know people say that, and I get lost out of context, but I done been through damn near everything that street niggas go through. You know what I'm saying? So for me to walk away from the game, I mean, unscathed, you know what I'm saying? Not in a bad light. I never told on nobody. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I never ran from nobody. Niggas around me, they won't say I'm a sucker. You know what I mean? They gonna say he's a thorough nigga. He's a stand-up nigga. He's a humble nigga. And I walked away from the game. You know what I'm saying? And I retired out the game. I don't got no regrets. Whatever I went through, I went through it for a reason. You know what I'm saying? And my hands is clean from all of that shit. From real shit. From all of the dirt that I did, my hands is clean. So. And I mean, I got an older brother who's not here right now. He only lived to be 24. And I got a whole bunch of homies as niggas is looking at life in prison right now. So who am I to have regrets about some shit? You know what I'm saying? And them niggas
True.
In the position that they in. So I'm good. You know what I mean? I could go to sleep at night.
Now, the Hunter song, part 2 with Sky Zoo, you guys had a part 1 if slow niggas didn't know about that. Let me say, man, you and 38 got a lot of chemistry, man. But I like you and Sky Zoo, man. Y'all got any other songs in the chamber, though? Because y'all brothers got – I love this song, Jackpot. I don't know – I mean, the Hunter Part 2, pardon me. I don't know if you're getting a reception if you ask niggas what songs niggas is fucking with. Are they throwing that song in the equation? Because that's just been on repeat also.
The Hunter 2?
Yeah, the Hunter 2 with Sky Zoo.
But yeah, you know, that's getting a big response. You know what I'm saying? Because
I love that
Zoom's
joint.
Got his own following. He's a staple artist. I mean, who same thing with him. I sent that song to him when I was sending him the verse because I knew what he was going to do. Same thing I basically did for the Hunter Part One, and I got
right.
a big response. The response was so big on the first Hunter that I had to take another shot at it. And I know what bro was going to do. See, Sky is a lyricist.
I love that nigga, man. Pause, man. That nigga's nice, B.
No, real shit. He's a lyricist. And it's like, same thing that you saying. I heard that from other people. Like, yo, y'all niggas got good chemistry.
Yeah,
and I feel
son.
That. I feel that. You know what I'm saying? And he a nigga. When I send something to Zoo, I know I better be on my A game when that shit come back because I know he's rapping. You know what I mean? Real shit.
How did y'all link up, though? Because he's done songs with Gun 2, Westside Gun also. Y'all have collabos before. How did y'all link up with Zudo? Was that just on some hip-hop shit, or?
Man, I can't put my finger on how West
right.
linked up with him. But a couple years ago, a few years ago, West, when they shot the video in Buffalo, he brought Sky Zoo with him. And I got to meet
wow.
him there, and I did my research on him. I'm like, oh, this nigga, he's a dope nigga, you know what I'm saying? And his character matches, and I'm saying he's a stand-up dude. I know me. A lot of people never had nothing bad to say about that nigga. Things when people bring up his name. So, you know what I mean? I end up when I was doing 17 Bullets 2 years ago. You know, I was exactly. That's a. You know what I mean? That's one of them shits. And I was basically a nobody. You know what I'm saying? To the people who know me now. You know what I'm saying? And he was one of the guys who I reached out to. And I'm like, yo, bro, I need you. Like, what is it going to take? He's like, you ain't going to take nothing. Like, send a beat. You know what I mean? I got you. You family. And I'm like, okay, I see what type of time he on. So it's only right that I'm going to reciprocate that.
And obviously, jackpot, my nigga. Let me say it, man. This song has been on repeat every goddamn day. This beat is so wavy, my nigga. It should feel like I'm in the whip with Shorty with my hands on the skirt, my nigga. Do my 1-2. Jackpot, my nigga. That beat is so wavy.
Jackpot.
I feel like I'm playing with Shorty in her drawers, my nigga, when I whip it to 9-5. That beat is wavy,
shit, yo,
my nigga.
That's why I had to name it Jackpot, because, like I said, I felt like that was the one. And you could see the second part on there when I said I'd be the next Nas if they judge us off skill. The song was
yes.
done. You feel what I'm saying? I let that, but I'm like, you know, let me drop 6 more bars on there just because I fucking feel like it. You know what I mean? And, you know, it came out how it came out.
Do you
out,
feel that
man.
Way, though? Do you feel you'll be the next, if we're talking about just bars and skills and just skill set in music and bars and selective of beats, you feel that way?
Yeah, I feel, to be honest with you, I definitely feel like I would be seen in that light if it's only off bars. But, you know, nowadays it's so political, it's who you sign with, how many followers
right.
you got, who co-sign you. So people's not giving you that, like we were just talking about. People is not going to give you that fair opportunity. You know what I mean? People want to see me rub shoulders with the lit niggas. You know what I mean? Before they even, you know what I mean? So I definitely
yeah.
feel like if the game was basically based off skill, I definitely think that niggas would see me in that light.
Mm.
I don't want to be, you know what I mean? You know, much respect to the fucking legend. You know what I'm saying? Not taking nothing away from him or nothing like that. I'm not saying that I'm better than him or I'm just as good as him. I'm not saying nothing like that. I'm just saying if everything was back based off skill, I'd be held to much higher regard.
How do you feel when a nigga like you, right? Because me and my niggas are talking about this over the weekend, right? He's like, yo, son, we know when Kanye dropped, and this is no shade to Kanye, ain't shit on him. But we heard the Kanye album, and niggas ain't fucking with that, right? So we like, man, you got to throw that Benny back on, my nigga. You can't listen to this shit. And obviously, he's going to sell because of his name. And then the nice niggas, the sale, how much, I mean, obviously you're doing this, you want to get, receive well from the love, from your craft, but the sales mean a lot to you, or you just rocking out, you just doing what you do, and the core base of fans that you have, they rock with you.
The sales definitely don't mean a lot. Especially where I'm at in my career, it's more so of the impact, you know what I'm saying, that I make, because those are going to drive my next sales for when sales do matter. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm building up to that point when the sales do matter. You know what I mean? They definitely don't matter right now. And of course, I didn't do no fucking Kanye West numbers, but trust me, I'm good.
Right.
Trust me, I'm
right.
good. My PayPal go ding, ding, ding. You know what I mean?
Talk that shit.
I mean, people, yeah, niggas support, you know what
right.
I mean? Niggas support real
right.
shit, you know what I mean? You know, Griselda,
yeah.
we built this cloth off off official shit and hard shit, you know what I'm saying? And people support that, and they don't got no problem supporting that and probably spending more than what they would pay for one of them niggas' albums. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Little shit. And we do this shit independent, so you know everything come back to me when I drop little side projects like Stabbed and Shot or Butcher on Steroids, you know what I'm saying? Like especially we did a split, we hustlers, we know this business. It's not like the other business, but we know the business. And you know what I mean, I'm comfortable with it. I'm comfortable.
How was Governor's Ball? I know you were there the other day, you and I were talking, you hit me up, you say you was doing a show, I guess. How was that?
Oh, yo, that shit was ill. That shit was ill, man. It's New York City. It's like, it was ill. It was ladies in the crowd. People came out.
It's always a good thing.
Yeah, hell yeah. I threw my fucking hat in the crowd. I got out there. I damn near crowd surfed. I felt good about that. That was dope.
But how ill is it, though, man? How ill is it when you perform and niggas saying your lines verbatim, though, my nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Like they were at Webster Hall and shit.
That make me wig the fuck out because I can't believe it. You know what I'm saying? Because when some of these songs, like now, as of late, I understand when I write these songs, it's going to a lot of people. But I always say this, like a lot of these songs that I wrote, I'm not expecting to be performing these songs nowhere. Like Shower Shoe Lords, when I wrote that verse, I'm not expecting to perform that song all over the fucking country. I'm not expecting that. I'm just writing a verse. I'm just writing the hardest shit I could write. It's not even about that. But you know what I mean? So to see that come in fruition and see how the people react to that, and I can perform that song anywhere and people sing it word for word, like that's dope. That's still shocking. That's gonna always be overwhelming to me. I would never get used to that.
Who do you want to work with next?
Pusha T, baby.
My nigga, let me ask you, have y'all linked that at all? Have y'all? Because niggas were saying Ransom too. Me and my crew were saying you and Ransom would sound good together.
Me and Ransom were just kicking it. Yesterday. Me and Ransom, you got to do something. I know. I've been hearing that too. Yo, you need to fuck with Ran. You need to fuck with Ran. And I'm explaining to Ran and Push, but definitely like those. To me, those are two songs that people need to hear. You know what I mean? Benny and Ran, and Benny and Push. I got a lot of respect for Push. You feel what I'm saying? Like he overcame a lot of shit. You know how this go. Especially in this era when it's about radio play and it's about you know what I mean, being lit and he a nigga who does what he do and stay in his own lane and
you got a dope album though. You fucking with the album?
Yes, I am. I'm fucking with that album. Mm. I feel like it's everything people saying it is and what helped the album is that the climate that it comes out in, you know what I'm saying? When everything is soft, like we need albums like that.
Yes.
Like real shit.
That's a
niggas
fact.
Need shit. Niggas need, the streets need to hear shit like that. Because only time you're going to hear some shit like that is for me and Special. You know what I mean? Like real shit.
Yeah.
Our shit is not. You know what I mean? So our shit is not in that light. So you know the people who not on to me and Special yet, like, you know, the hustlers need to hear that. Them street niggas need to hear that. That's motivation. You know what I mean? People, a lot of people really don't understand how motivational music can be to people.
It is. Yeah.
Some people actually have nothing but the music.
Yeah. That's a fact, man.
So when are we getting the certified official 10 joints, though? I want to make sure I get the date right again.
Oh, the Tanner Talk joint?
Yes.
Oh, man, I don't even got a date for it. I just know it's end of July. Really, I'm going to get everything. You know what I mean? I'm going to announce it. I wish I would have had the fucking date for you, man. I know a lot of the Griselda fans. And
my nigga, you know I'm a Griselda head, nigga.
Man.
Listen. Niggas be telling me I go too hard for Griselda. I go, shut the fuck up. Who the fuck you want me to go off with these bum-ass niggas? Fuck, my nigga, listen.
Exactly.
True story, Benny. True story. On Saturday, right, I hit Joe Budden up, because that's my man. I said, Joe, you listen to Benny Shea? He's like, nah, it's out. I said, yeah, don't worry. I got you, my nigga. I got you. I'm going to say this to you right now. I got you, fam. You know what I'm saying? Because Joe would tell you.
Nah, that's real.
He know I fuck with you heavy. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's real shit. And, yo, not for nothing. Like, niggas like y'all, like, that's why I fuck with you, because you use your platform for the right reason. You know what I'm saying? You got listeners. Mm. You got people who going to go off your words. So you got to steer them in the right direction. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be responsible. You can't just be, you know what I mean? You can't just be saying anything.
Yeah.
You big on the culture, and you know what we mean to the culture. You know we for the culture. So you support that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And we appreciate that.
Is hip-hop media trash? These other niggas that got bigger platforms, are these niggas trash? Like, why the fuck y'all niggas have not been on a Breakfast Club, High 97? I know Doggy Diamonds. Shout out to my bro, Doggy Diamonds. I know y'all did something together recently. He linked up with you and shit.
Yeah,
Doggy Diamonds been telling me he fuck with you forever. Doggy Diamonds been telling me, yo, I fuck with that nigga Betty heavy, Dre. I said, I feel you, my nigga. I feel you. Nah, but does it whack that big time rap radar, these niggas? You know what I'm saying?
It is, it is. But it's all about being lit. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. But, you know, niggas got to do their numbers, man. It's about paper. You know what I mean? Niggas got to do their numbers, and that's how they got to do. You know what I mean? They got to fuck with the niggas who going to get them the views. It's not like that's what I'm saying. That's why you got to keep doing what you're doing, because, like, people with giant platforms, it's about keeping a platform, and it's about pleasing everybody. Like, you're not out here trying to please everybody. You know what I mean? You giving, I mean, to the hip-hop niggas. You know what I mean? The hip-hop hungry niggas. That's who you feeding. You know, niggas out here trying to please everybody. So they go get
When LL Cool J hit me one time on DM and was like, LL Cool J hit me one time, Benny, and was like, yo, my nigga, I'm watching you. He said, I see what you're doing. Salute. I was like, yo. When that hit me, when LL Cool J, Benny, hit me and told me that, I was like, you know what I'm saying? When niggas like you, Joe, Crook and I, niggas like that, like, you know what I'm saying? It makes me want to talk hip-hop even more because I fuck with you niggas so heavy, you know what I mean?
No, I'm real shit, bro.
Before I wrap it up, how's Conway doing, man?
Oh, he good. I just was with him yesterday. We was doing Governor's Ball, you know what I mean? Fucking around. He killed that shit. We was just, right after our set, we was all kicking it. Me, Wes, Conway, 50, and Royce, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
We was all kicking it. 50 a crazy thing, too.
Well, yo, he saluted you, though? I hope he saluted you. Come on, Fifth. Keep your head to the streets, my nigga.
Nah, no, you know what? I'm not sure if he's familiar with what I got going on, but he a good nigga, though. He was kicking it. And I mean, it's just even a lot of part of the conversation, he wasn't even talking directly to me, but a nigga like that, you can still learn from him. You feel me?
That's a fact. That's a fact. Well, Benny, man, I appreciate you taking your time fucking with me, my nigga. You know I fuck with you heavy, my nigga. I got no problem saying you're my favorite rappers right now. I got no problem saying that, brother.
Any fucking time, man. I want you to put the link up to this shit, man. Go get a friend of ours, man. It's out now. It's at blacksopranofamily.bandcamp.com. And I go hard every time, man. I'm writing these bars to the best of my ability, knowing that it's pure and knowing that the people going to fuck with it. I'm not taking a bar off, so, you know what I mean? Fuck with that project. I'm very meticulous about the production. You know what I'm saying? I'm making sure I got the dopest shit. A friend of ours, man. It came out June 1st, man. Go fuck with it. Hey, yo, Dre, I tell niggas, I dropped the same day as fucking Black Thought and Kanye. So you see
Kanye.
I said, I must be,
Yeah.
Yo, I must be crazy, confident, or both, my nigga. You know what I mean?
Yo, when I saw that tweet, I was like, yo, this nigga, what's up with Benny? He dropping the same day as Ye? But you know what? And I ain't saying this to you on the show. This is real nigga talk. Black Thought is my nigga. Like, Black Thought's a lyricist. That we ain't gonna fuck around with that.
Crazy,
and he got like, but I got your album, then I got Black Thought, then Kanye. That's just in that order.
Yeah, you know that's respectable because check this out. You know what I mean? Shout out to Ye and shout out to Thought. But that's what I was telling niggas. You know what I'm saying? People, the negative motherfucker look at it like it hurt me, but it never hurt me. I feel like dropping the same day as those dudes helped me because it gives people something to compare it to. You feel what I'm saying? And like certain niggas going to say, like, man, we fucking with this Jay shit. Or, man, we fucking with this Star shit. Like the people who for the demographic I speak for, of course they going to say me. You know what I mean? Over
of course.
Projects, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like that helped me. I feel like that dropping on the same day as those dudes automatically put me in a conversation. You know what I mean? And it's
that's a win.
Me in a conversation. Niggas like, yeah, but niggas like Thought. That nigga's a fucking animal.
Yeah. That's a fact. You know what I mean? Butcher, man. Nigga, I fucks with you, my brother. Butcher all day, my G. You already, my nigga.
100, my nigga.
All day.
Know.
That's what it is, man. My nigga Benny the Butcher, Griselda, nigga.